Hey, there you are. So, how'd it go? Really? Pretty good? You passed? Let's go. Give me five. That's awesome. So our study sessions actually did help? Oh, you don't have to thank me. It's all good. You know I love to help you do stuff like this. But truly, I am such a heroic big sister, selfishly sacrificing my precious time to enlighten my beloved pumpkin's path to knowledge, risking life and limb and good night's sleep to ensure his academic success, an unsung hero of siblinghood who valiant. Okay, ow! Watch it! I don't care how big you've gotten, you're still my pumpkin. Pumpkin. But seriously, don't hesitate to ask me if you need some more help, okay? I'm always here for you. Nicole. You look pretty tired. Did you stay up all night studying? No? Just sleeping badly? Oh, your nightmares again? Oh, I'm sorry that those are still happening to you. You must have had them for over a year now. That really sucks. Maybe you're going to sleep better now that you passed the exam. With all that stress gone, you know? Hey, you know what? How about we order some pizza and watch some movies? We haven't done that in ages. Let's just spend the rest of the day together and have some nice sibling time. What do you say? Come on, you deserve to relax. I don't have the night shift, so I'm totally free. And it's Mom and Dad's anniversary, and they won't be back until sometime late tonight. Does that sound good? Oh, I didn't know you missed our TV session so much. I'm sorry we aren't able to do those often anymore. Oh, I love spending time with you too, Pumpkin. Okay, I'm gonna get my phone so that we can order. Why don't you go ahead and choose the first movie? I'll be right back. Didn't expect him to actually be the murderer. That was a pretty crazy twist. Did you pick up on that? Hey, Pumpkin. Pumpkin? Oh, you actually are really tired. Hey, it's okay. Here, you can put your head in my lap. Do you like a head massage, mister? Of course you do. You know, Pumpkin, you really did a good job today. You might say you only passed because of my help, but in the end, it was you. You did it. I'm proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself, too. Okay? See, sometimes hard work does pay off, and even if it can be tough, life really isn't all that bad. You just need to have a little bit of faith in yourself, and everything else will just work itself out. Oh, that's so sweet of you. And you know what? I think that you are the best little brother this big sister could ever ask for. I had such a great time. I hope we can do this more often again if my shifts allow it. Okay, Pumpkin. I think you really should go to bed. You are pretty much falling asleep. Me? Oh, I'm just gonna watch TV a little longer. You know, having a free day is kind of nice, and my sleep schedule is still screwed up anyway. It's fine, don't worry about it. I'm gonna clean up later. You can just leave it to me. Of course, I'm sure. Good night. I hope you sleep well. Did I wake you? No. Hey, be a good boy. Don't try to be loud. We don't want to wake up anyone else, do we? Me being here is going to be our little secret. Nobody needs to know, okay? I know, this is all very confusing to you, right? And your body is feeling really, really heavy. Yeah. If you calm down and promise that you'll be quiet, I'll remove my hand from your mouth and tell you what's going on, okay? Good. Just remember, no yelling. You must be so curious. Why am I in your bed? Where are my clothes? What has Big Sis been doing to your crotch? I think it's time for a little story. It was one night, a little bit over a year ago. I got home very late after working a really, really, really shitty shift. To be honest, I don't even recall what really happened. I just remember that I was very upset that night and felt like hugging a pillow and crying myself to sleep. But as I walked to my room, I noticed that you'd have left your door open. And of course, being the amazing big sister that I was, I went to close it for you before going to bed. I remember I walked up to it, gripping the handle with my hand. But then, right before I fully closed the door, I got curious and took a quick peek inside. And there I saw you. You were lying asleep in your bed. And I don't know, but you just looked so peaceful, so happily dreaming, so innocent. I just stood there in the hallway, handle in hand, admiring you. It made me forget what was upsetting me. It was all so calming, like some kind of trance, and it made me feel just so warm. And, well, after that, something had changed. This lingering feeling, this curious warmth inside of my belly, it just didn't go away. So the very next night, I came back to watch you sleep again, spying through the keyhole, and then the night after too. It became a routine for me. I think I wasn't even able to fall asleep anymore if I didn't watch you first. I was drawn to it, like someone put a spell on me and my stomach felt warmer and warmer with every night. I needed more. I got bolder. One night I didn't just stand in the hallway, in the doorway, but I went into your room to watch you. That night, after I sat on the edge of your bed, softly stroking your hair, smelling it, until one night, where I just couldn't fight this burning urge, this longing inside of my body any longer. And so I finally lifted up your blanket, and I got underneath. Yeah. The way you're looking at me now, you slowly begin to understand what your big sister did. Yes. Yes, I did it, Pumpkin. I took it away from you. You became a man that night. From then on, every night, when you are fast asleep, I slowly open your bedroom door and quietly creep into your room. I take off my clothes, leave them behind in a pile on the floor, and crawl into your bed. I stay below your blanket, naked, drenched in sweat, and dripping wet. I carefully pull down your cute pajama set, and then start sucking your cock, giving you these strange wet dreams. Oh, And I started drugging you too whenever I got the chance. These nightmares you've been having? That was me, forcing myself upon you. Your big sis violating you, riding your body while you were completely helpless. Trapped in your sleep by when I had slipped into your drink. Remember when you used to find these weird scratch marks on your body when you woke up? That was me digging my nails into your skin while violently gumming on your cock, trying my best to muffle my moans. On some days, you probably thought that you just wet the bed when you woke up, didn't you? Like you used to as a little boy. I remember you trying to hide it from everybody noticing while being extremely embarrassed. That was actually me forcing your poor little penis to come over and over and over so many times that after I was finally done, your used, limp body just lost control of your bladder. Those were my favorite nights. Yeah, it was me. It has always been me. I am the monster from under your bed, Pumpkin. I am the thing from your dreams. Do you hate me? All of this time, you thought I was still this gentle, caring big sister? But that was just me playing along during the day, patiently waiting for the night to come where I could finally get my treat. This is who your sister truly is. And somehow tonight is the first time you've actually woke up. Such a special occasion. Maybe because you passed that big exam, huh? So, Pumpkin, don't you think that your sister deserves a little thank you for helping you with your studies? Shaking your head? How ungrateful. But luckily for me, your sister doesn't really need your permission to get her reward. And you know, actually, Big Sis doesn't want your permission.
Oh, no, 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 no. Stop struggling!
It's just okay. Hey, listen to me. You are not going to yell during it, okay? Because that might make your sister a bit nervous. And me getting nervous might get you a bit hurt. Understood? I want you to just quietly lay in your bed and let it happen. Whatever your sister's going to do to you now, okay? You can lay there and cry while Big Sis will take what she needs. Knowing that you actually get to watch it happen this time makes it far more exciting. Tomorrow morning, you won't even know if this was just another dream. But right now, it's so very real. So, Pumpkin, what's gonna happen now is that we're going to kiss, and my long tongue will invade your cute little mouth, force itself into it, and you will just let it do that, okay? You will keep it all the way open like a good little boy until I'm done. Do you understand me? Nod your little head if you understand. I need to know that you're going to remain quiet. Yeah? Well, here we go. Now open up. Oh, that's a good puppy. My little brother. His cute lips. His yummy tongue. How does that feel, Pumpkin? Is Big Sis being mean to you? Is she forcing you to do awful, scary things? She is, isn't she? You don't like it? No! Keep your mouth open. Oh, yes, such a good boy. Oh, does it feel gross? Yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. Big Sis is just doing what she usually does, you know? Your body should already be used to it. Now you've got spit all over your chin and cheek. Even on your nose. You look so adorable. Oh, no, sweetie, don't start covering your cute face. You're gonna miss the next part. Let's see what we can do down here. Let your sister just use her hand and... yeah. See? Your body still reacts to me touching it. It can't be that wrong then, right? Look, your cock is getting so hard for me. Do you like it when your big sister strokes your cock? Do you? No? Aw, here we go. There are these big tears. Oh my god, you're adorable. Come on, cry for me, pumpkin. Cry while Sis strokes your hard penis. Aw. You want me to stop? Yeah? You're nodding your head. You hate it. Yeah? You do? Does it make you feel icky and weird? You don't know what to do you? You can only cry. Oh, but you are just the cutest little thing. But I am sorry, Pumpkin. You know the truth is, it doesn't matter how much you beg. Sis is not going to stop. Say, you aren't afraid of your big sister. Or are you, Pumpkin? I don't see you shaking your head. Are you trying to say that Sis is a bad person? Huh? That I do bad things? No. Of course not. A big sister doing this to her little brother. It's not weird, right? No, it's not weird. Your sister is just giving you a little pleasure. Yeah, that's all. It's good for you. It's good for you. It's not wrong to do what Sis does. I'm not actually doing anything wrong, Pumpkin, you know? Sis is just helping you to feel as good as she does. It's fun, isn't it? You don't want your sister to help you feel good? But of course you do, because Big Sis isn't a terrible person, right? No, I'm not. I'm just helping you feel good. Oh, no, stop hiding your cute face, Pumpkin. Sis wants to see how you cry. Come on, take your hands away. Oh, there you go. Yes, look at that. You're crying so much. Oh, those tears. Oh, your face is all puffy now. So adorable. Now, I just want to try to come. Now, I just want you to try to come while crying, okay? You're gonna come all over your own body. Come on. Come on, let it out. Oh, make a mess on yourself while those big tears roll down your cheek. Oh, yes. You hate this, but you're still so hard. Oh, there we go. Here we go. Oh, good job, Pumpkin. Yeah, good boy. Splurt it onto your belly. Yes, all of that cute cum. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. Yes, cry and cum. Oh, my God. Perfect. Such a dirty boy making a mess all over himself. But luckily, Big Sis is here to clean her little puppy. We don't want you to wake up stained like this in the morning, do we? I'm just gonna lick it up. I'll drag my tongue all over you. Oh, how you so yummy. It's like Big Sis is grooming her little kitten. Your penis. Your balls. Your belly and your chest. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you are just so sexy. You don't like me saying that word. You don't want your sister to call you sexy. Hmm? It's gross. Oh. But it's true, sweetie. You are so sexy. I'm so sorry, Pumpkin. Touching your body, kissing it, licking it. All of it makes your big sister so wet. Oh, you're crying even more. Is it terrifying to look down and see your sister licking you all over your body like a predator tasting her prey? Lapping up your gum with her tongue? Oh, but Pumpkin, your just tastes so sweet. I can't get enough. Oh, you're so adorable crying like this. My poor, poor Pumpkin. Your penis has kind of gone soft now. But that's okay, sweetie. It's not a big deal after all. Your big sis has slipped you some Viagra. Yeah, I told you that I liked the drug here, didn't I? That's why you have such a hard time moving, too. Oh, look how big your eyes got. I had to do that. Because your sister loves you, Pumpkin, you know? And we haven't made love yet. So just give me a second. I have to make it hard again. Shh, shh, Pumpkin. You promised to be quiet, remember? You need to be quiet. See? Because if you aren't, then Sis will have to do something she really doesn't want to do, okay? And I know you wouldn't want that, so I need you to be a quiet little birdie, okay? Just a real quiet little thing. Because if you keep being loud, Pumpkin, you will make Sis have to put her hands around your pretty neck and then squeeze, squeeze, squeeze until you are all quiet again, okay? Oh, yeah, I know, I know. I know that's very scary, too. But no need to be afraid of something that isn't gonna happen, right? Yeah, you only need to do what Big Sis tells you. And everything is going to be okay. Big promise. Yeah, good boy. Yeah, well, there you go. Look at that. All stiff again. I'm gonna get on it now. It looks so red. It must feel so raw. This will probably hurt, won't it? I'm sorry, Pumpkin, but I've never been gentle with you while you were sleeping. And I'm not gonna start being it now. You being awake actually makes your sister really excited. Oh, I know you don't want this. I know, I know. You're saying that a lot. Is a bad thing happening to you? Yeah? Is your big sister hurting you? Please stop, please stop. He's so adorable. You can't do anything. You are so helpless. Just cry your eyes out and beg me to stop, Pumpkin. You are such a good boy, and something so awful is happening to you. Your tears are so tasty. A yummy little treat for me. Sorry. Big Sis started licking your face again and getting drool all over it. Is this icky? My tongue licking your cheek, your chin, and your jaw. Do you feel gross? Yeah. Does it make you feel bad? Yeah. Well, let's finally slip it in. I'm still so wet from when I was below your blanket. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, shit. Oh. Look at what your big sister's doing now. Don't close your eyes, Pumpkin. I want you to see what's happening. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, come on, look at me. You are inside of me. Doesn't it feel good? Your big sister's vagina. It's so warm, so tight, right? Oh, we are making love, Pumpkin. Oh, your eyes got so wide. Oh, fuck. You are making love to your big sister. Oh, finally, I can watch you being awake, seeing you getting hurt, looking at you bawling your eyes out while riding you. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
This feels so... I just... Fuck! Oh, yes! You know? Oh, I felt so ashamed. Oh, I felt terrible. Oh, when I did this the first time. I cried. I cried so much. I hated myself, Pumpkin, but... Oh, I couldn't stop. It just felt so good. You felt so good. Oh, seeing you lying there, touching and kissing you. Oh, your sleeping limp body beneath me as I finally straddled you. Oh, I didn't want it. I fought it. I'm not the bad guy. I tried, Pumpkin. I really, really tried. Oh, you need to believe me. But whenever I see you now, during the day, my lower stomach just starts to pulse. Oh, I feel it so deep inside of me. Oh, this part of me that just longs for you. Oh, I need it, Pumpkin. I do. Oh, it's burning me up inside. Oh, I need you so fucking much all the time. Your sister is your woman, Pumpkin. I just love you. Oh, your big sis loves her, Pumpkin, don't you see? Oh, I'll always protect you during the day. And then during the night, I'll come to collect my payment. Oh, isn't that fair? Your sister is so good to you. Oh, and you're not going to get any other girls. Oh, no, 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 no. You won't be capable to. Your sister's the only one for you. Oh, because whenever they would get intimate with you, and from now on, you will only be thinking of your dreams. Oh, you will only be thinking of your big sister and how she defiled you every single night. Fuck. Oh, it's okay. Oh, Pumpkin, just take a deep breath. You're having a panic attack. Slowly breathe in and out. Oh, my God. Oh, seeing you panic like this. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, maybe just panic a little, okay? Just a bit. Can you look sis in the eyes and panic just a tiny bit for her, please? Oh, fuck. Oh, you being so frantic. Oh, my God. I can't. I shouldn't. But, oh, fuck. Oh, Pumpkin, look at me! Look at what your sister is doing to you! Oh my God, yes! Look! Your sister is raping you! Ugh. Isn't that just so fucking terrible? Am I just not the fucking worst? I'm doing this to you. You are so fucking deep inside of me. Oh, we are fucking, Pumpkin. We are fucking like wild animals. Oh, this is incest. Your sister has ruined you. I have taken your first time. I robbed it in your sleep a year ago. Oh my God, it felt so good. I never came that hard as when I first took you. I still think of it. Do you hate your sister? Do you hate me now? Oh, I've fucked you countless times already. Countless nights. You are trying to push me off. Oh, fuck. You don't know what to do. You're terrified of me. Yes. Fuck yes. I see that fear in your eyes. Oh, my God. You're scared to death. Cry. Cry for me, Pumpkin. I'm raping my crying little brother in his bed. My little brother. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Pumpkin, I'm sorry. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm so sexy. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pumpkin.
did it again. I raped him again. He was so weak and I raped him. Hey, good morning, sleepyhead. It's already pretty late. He really slept in. Did you have a good night? Mom and Dad went out shopping. It's Saturday, silly. I made pancakes for breakfast. Want some? Why are you staring at me like that? You look like you saw a ghost. Is everything all right? Come on, why don't you sit down? Play the pancakes coming right up. You know, I loved spending time with you so much yesterday. I actually took today off. It was so much fun. Why don't we have another TV night together since it's the weekend anyway? What do you say, Pumpkin? Hey there, this is Rotten Little Bitch. thank you so much for listening to this audio file. This was insane to record. Oh my god, props to me, because holy fuck, that was insane. But this aftercare is included to remind you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, you know. Obviously. And that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I am consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Things are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never really figure out exactly why we like something. But that's fine, as long as it makes us feel good, and as long as it's not actually hurting anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself. Go drink some water. Drink up. Go get comfy. Relax if you need it. And if you have not eaten today, go eat. Get your ass up and go eat after you relax if you need it. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or night. Mwah!